The next variation on collapse anchors is on page 5, the NLP Change Personal History process. This process has somewhat been replaced by timeline therapy, though it's still a very useful process, and it's still a useful process for you to understand the concept of how it works. The reason that NLP Change Personal History works is because the only thing that we can actually experience is now. We can only experience the present. It's impossible for us to really experience the past or the future. So obviously we can't change history. If an event happened, an event happened, and it happened the way it happened. However, if somebody has a problem with that at this particular point in time, they don't have a problem with the past. They have a problem with the way that they think about the event in the past right now. And that is something that we can change. And this is called changing personal history, not changing actual history, but changing the way that it's stored inside of us, which can enable us to change our response to the events in the past and change our experience in now, and also the way that we'll experience similar events in the future. So the first step is to have the client identify an event in the past that still causes them a problem, i.e. a negative emotion. Then we ask the client what resources, i.e. positive states, they needed at that particular point in time, but they didn't have during the event. Resources which, if they had have had them then, the event would never have been a problem in the first place. What we then do is we work with them to create a stacked resource anchor, which includes the resources that they mentioned in the previous step. Though I would probably also add the states that we talked about before: powerful, totally in control, time you could have anything, fall down laughing, totally loved, all of those kind of states as well. Make it a really, really powerful resource anchor. It definitely needs to be significantly more intense than the negative state that they have associated with the event in the past. Then step 4, this is where we do the collapse. We have the client relive the event whilst the practitioner fires the resource anchor. We have them continue running that event in the past with the resource anchor fired until all the negative state has disappeared. We then finally test, so we'd have them think of that event again in the past and notice how it's different. We're done when that event is either completely flat or when they rerun the event, they actually have the resource states come up. For us to future pace, we'd then have them imagine events like that occurring in the future and notice how they'd experience them differently now that they've let go of the problem in the past. That's the NLP Change Personal History process. Very quick, very effective, and very powerful. Very powerful for assisting people in realizing that they can let go of the past, that the past doesn't need to equal the present or the future. Any problems that people have about the past is not really about the past. The past is gone. Anything that they have in the moment about the past is because of the way that they're storing their personal history inside of them, which we can change at any time.